You don't know nothing about Ben Askren. You know nothing about his accomplishments.
Let's sit down and talk about it.
You don't know about Ben Askren because he never made it to the UFC. But that's politics. It's not because he's not good.
He's the hidden golden... He's the hidden golden times.
But he is a little bit older now. And
he's a little bit older.
I don't care. He's got that wrestling technique.
You don't know what you're talking about.
I do know what I'm... None
of you do.
He's an NCAA champion.
Ben Askren is a wrestling legend.
He's a wrestling legend.
I'm going to say this right now. I'm going to say this right now.
Is it recording...
I want to say this. I'm going to say this. I'm going to say this right now. Okay?
Ben Askren is a legend.
Steve, I'm the host of the show. I'm the host of your show, and I'm your brother, and I'm older.
And I respect
that. Don't talk over me
right
now. You're
Mac Young?
I have to start. Okay. I have to start from the beginning.
Okay.
But you have to check your attitude before we do this fucking podcast.
I love you so much.
Kirby should be fine with the cats.
Right? Oh yeah.
Okay. Okay. Calm down.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Do the countdown.
Five. Four.
That's
three.
It. Stop there. Welcome to another episode of Tiger Belly. Tiger Belly is a podcast that I started with my beautiful princess, Kalila. And it is her birthday this week, so give her a round of applause for that.
Woo!
And she's going to be 27 years old.
November 1st, young 27.
And she looks 22.
Wow.
Yeah, she does.
Not if you look at my neck skin.
I know.
18. Thank neck skin is 18.
18. Her vagina, 12.
Thank you. That's so sweet.
No hair. It's great.
Babe. What do you know what a 12-year-old vagina looks like?
I'm so kidding.
George, double wink.
George, you got to edit that out.
I don't think I have to.
No, you do.
What?
You do.
No, I don't have to edit that out. Oh, it's just a joke. I don't have to edit it out.
No, I'm not. Gilbert. Please edit that.
Yeah, I'm not editing it.
No, you
First
do.
Of all, don't talk when I'm talking,
I'm not,
I said.
I'm not talking.
I haven't introduced you yet.
You're my older brother. I respect you. I love you so much.
I know. I just
this
say.
Is your, this is your
I, this
game.
Is my thing,
it's
so
game.
Just,
it's
we're not
game.
Editing that okay. out, okay? Beautiful girlfriend, Tiger Belly. It's a podcast. We learn things from here. Yeah. There's sciences. You know, we learn about social endeavors, mm-hmm. The things that are going on in the world. But mainly, we talk about nonsense. I am your host. The reason I'm doing the podcast like this without any singing and all that stuff is because online people have been saying that I'm annoying. My laugh is a little too cackly. People can handle me only in small doses. I've been reading that on Twitter. So I'm starting my podcast this way. I'm not going to do any of the things that are annoying.
Ew, are you going to be Monotone Bob?
Yeah, Monotone Bob.
Monotone
right
Bob.
Now. Monotone Bob right
ew,
now.
Ew, I don't like that.
I'm not
going to
laugh, cackle. I'm going to be confrontational. I might stand a couple of times, but I'm going to be more of a mediator here. All right? We've got Gilbert Galone. We got George, my very good friend. My white friend. White nothing. George Kimmel. You know, he's,
Monotone Bob still thinks you're white
nothing. Yeah. Monotone Bob thinks you're...
That doesn't change.
That doesn't change.
You're white nothing. You are... George, you're just one of those guys. Like, you know how you go to the museum or you look at some history book and stuff and you see, like, these are coal miners from 1890, right? And there's, like, 40 guys just sitting on top of a hill.
Yeah.
He's just one of those guys.
Like dead in the eyes?
No, it's just like, who doesn't matter.
He was just there.
Yeah.
Oh, but they matter.
Individually they
matter.
Do, but as a whole they don't. And they, also individually they don't.
Individually
and we got the Bryce, you know, the poet. I call
that.
Him a poet. I call him
guy.
A journeyman. He is my Magellan.
Wow.
Because he's an explorer.
A Filipino killed Magellan. Lapu-Lapu killed Magellan in Cebu.
And that's right there, hierarchy. And that's right there.
So just know who your boss is, okay?
You know who your boss is.
Gilbert and I. We will kill you.
We have, you know, a guest here that I didn't know we were going to have today. We were going to have somebody else, but that somebody fell out due to a busy schedule. And we have somebody that I've known for... 44
years.
No, 44 years. 44 years I've known that.
32 years.
No, not 32 I'm years. 32. 44.
Is it 32 or 44?
Yeah. I'm 32.
You're not 32. You're 44.
Look at me. Do you believe I'm 44?
I mean, you look.
Like, are the cameras on?
Yeah.
Hey, George, can we turn the cameras on now? Can we turn the cameras on now?
Dude, look at my skin.
I know.
Look at my goddamn skin.
I know.
God dang.
Yeah,
32.
Yeah. All right. He's 32.
Sure.
Please,
then I'm 35.
Agree with
am
you.
Am I 35
when you,
then?
When,
look at my skin.
38. I'll give you
38.
Yeah,
well, I'll give you 32.
You got the full-on mustache.
All right,
yeah,
fine. So I'll 38. So we've got my brother.
You really are reverse aging. When you poked your head through the door to talk to me,
yeah,
I was like, holy shit, you are. You look younger.
Yeah,
than the last time I saw you. Your
girlfriend. You're like,
she says the right things.
Thank you are. You're Benjamin Bolton.
I love it.
You do, right?
I love life. Life's good.
Oh, shut up. I do. Fuck up about life.
I want to first make an amends.
No, I haven't introduced you. Wait, hold fuck.
On. Before you do that, I want to make an apology.
Yeah.
I'm Kalila. I'm sorry for bringing Kirby. It was not mindful for me to check with you first.
It's fine.
And I won't do it again.
It's fine.
You know what that is, right? You know what I call that? 10 years of sobriety. Mm. Give him a round of applause. My brother just celebrated 10 years of sobriety. Yeah.
Well, wait, old Steve. How would he have done
old
that?
Old Steve was like, fuck her. Kirby stays and all that stuff.
No. I realized that I had a part in it. I should have. That was
it. But that's not really your attitude that bugged me. It was his. You know what I mean?
You know what? I love this guy so much. His life's good. I love him so much.
His life's good.
Yeah. Good life, man.
Yeah. Financially stable.
Yeah.
He needs like therapy, or he needs to start going to more meetings.
Now, let me say something. I'm Monotone Bob right now. Yeah. Right, but you don't want me. No. I'm like the Hulk, dude.
What do you mean? What do you mean?
Wait,
no, I'm not.
I'm just saying, Monotone.
I'm doing it. I know,
but Monotone Bob, right? If you enrage him enough, he turns into regular Bob.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so right now, Monotone Bob.
Just out of love.
And there's veins sticking out of Monotone Bob's face.
Yeah.
He's turning a little green, but not fully green, and I haven't grown. So let me say something. What the fuck do you mean by that?
No, I think it would help you, though.
Yeah?
Because anger management. What's wrong with.
I have no anger.
You do, though. I mean,
you want to talk about anger?
I have a therapist.
But
no, Dr. Choi.
He has been seeing somebody.
Yeah, I have a therapist. Yeah.
Doctor who?
Choi.
Did you just... Is that
Korean?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
I feel like that's perfect. He probably understands the Korean family dynamics and the rage.
Yes, he understands the Asian...
Can I say this, though, right now?
Yeah.
And I'm not... Just between you and me, right? I'm not going to say nothing. I swear to God, I'm not. And I'm not. I'm just saying that you could talk about Dr. Choi all you want. I could say a couple of things right now to get you back.
Wait.
Into the rage.
I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do that. But I'm going to tell you right now, dude. Right now. Look at me right now. I have a couple of words I can say
to
get you back.
I know.
Into a rage mode. And I'm not going to do that.
I know.
I'm not going to. I'm just telling you that I have the tools.
I know you just as well. I know you just as well. And I already know.
Hey, guys, quick fucking rewind. The last time we all did a podcast, you put him in the red zone. And I don't want that again.
I know we're not doing that right now. I'm just letting you know that that's there.
I know how your brain works.
I know. What are you fist up with Dr. Choi?
No.
What happened to Dr.
It's
Choi?
Like, you're like Bane.
Whoa. It's that dark you're calling stuff. Me what?
Bane.
Bane? You know what you're like?
What?
Penguin.
Wait, what?
Yeah. Manny DeVito's character.
Yeah.
Oh, why? No.
Yeah, oh, yeah. No. You're the Penguin, dude.
No.
I always thought he was the creepiest of all villains.
Yeah.
Till to this day.
Anyway, really good to see you. Really, thanks for doing it. Stephen Lee is my guest here on Patagabella. Really good to see you. You okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. All right. I'm fine. This is
I'm fine too. Who doesn't need therapy?
You don't need it.
Yeah.
Gave in so easily.
Look at me right now. Look at me right now. Steve. Look at me right now, dude. Look at me right now. Who's the healthiest guy you've ever met in your life?
Not you, but you don't need it.
No, I don't need it. I don't need it.
Don't
I don't need,
need
it though, right?
But you do need to go to more meetings.
No. Who doesn't need to go to more meetings?
At least once or twice.
Okay, that's good. That's fine.
Once or twice.
That's fair. Once or twice.
Congrats on 10 years, Steve.
Congrats on 10 years. Okay. Yeah.
Thank you. Okay.
All right. So, who's Ben Askren?
Ben Askren is...
How the fuck do you not know who Ben Askren is?
You don't know Ben Askren? He's a grappling wizard.
Oh, yeah?
Wizard.
He's a wizard. He's won a couple NCAA Division I wrestling titles. Was it Wyoming? Did he go to Wyoming? Can you look that up, Gilbert, real quick?
Yeah. You don't,
Montana?
Is he from Milwaukee?
Something like Midwest. I remember they used to call him the Fro.
Yeah,
like in the stands, they'd have like the Fro.
Okay,
like he had a Fro, and he was a.
So what you're saying to me is this: the UFC has acquired Ben Askren.
Arizona they State. Never gave him a chance. Dana Where? Always hated on him. Dana,
why?
Where is he from, though?
Because Ben's style is kind of like
Khabib's.
Habib's style.
Yeah,
but Dana still has him blocked on social media. That's what I heard. He Something about him, I think, bothers Dana White.
So what
they're saying, they're saying it's his fighting style, his grappling style, because he doesn't take a lot of damage. He could take you down in any position.
No, but why would you block somebody?
Yeah.
So like, Ben Askren is going to come to the UFC, and you're...
I'm very happy about it. So shout out to Ben Askren. I believe in you,
all
brother.
All right, but...
right?
Yeah.
Okay. I think he could take Khabib, or give him a... I think he could take him down.
I think that it would be really fun. I think really he'd take fun. Him
down. Once.
But can I just say this? What? They couldn't cut it in the UFC. They go to Bellator.
Like who? You're talking about guys like Rory, who could have very well been...
No, Rory was great.
In the top five forever.
I know, but Rory could not be champion.
Okay,
there's another guy that I just saw that's in Bellator, which is that one dude that fought Anderson Silva. He's a white guy. He's a Republican, I know.
He's Chael Sonnen?
Yeah, Chael Sonnen.
Hey, sweetie, Chael Sonnen's like 45 years old.
That's my point. My point is that when they're old and they're trying to do it, they go to Bellator.
He has a show with Ariel Helwani.
All right. This guy, Ben Askren, all right? I'm going to believe what you say, but when he fights the first one, he's going to fight somebody in the top five. He might fight Ferguson.
I think he could do fairly well.
You think that he can beat Ferguson?
So that's kind of a hard question because he's been out of the...
Well, then there we go.
All Steve is saying is that you can't discount him, and he for sure has skills.
I can't wait for the moment when he... I'm gonna have a party when he fights.
An Askren party.
We're having an Askren party. I'm going to sit next to my brother, Steve, and in between my girlfriend and my brother. I'm going to put my arms around them, and we're going to watch him fight. And let me say something. If he's as good as you say he is, I'm going to get on my hands and knees, right? And I'll stay there for an hour.
You heard it first at Tiger Belly.
I'm with you, Steve, by the way.
I'll be on my hands and knees for an hour, and I will beg for your forgiveness.
I just remember that night, Conor versus Khabib, he drove me home, and he was saying he didn't like the outcome. And I'm like, what's wrong? What's going on? He's like, because he was saying it's not fair because it's like someone having a superpower. But then I thought about it. It's like Conor had the same thing. His superpower was his left, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But he was saying that it's really not fair because no one, it's like this unstoppable, you know, super that no one could stop. But that's a part of the game, dude. You know, that's like his... It's not,
okay. It's congratulations on 10 years. And I'm so happy for you.
Okay.
Okay.
I think that as you're progressing to be a better human being, I find that your brother is regressing. Did he tell you about what happened over the weekend?
No, I would like to know.
No, what is he going to say?
What happened this...
Does anyone know what happened over the weekend?
What are you going to say before we even get in? I might stop
What's
you.
What's the biggest thing?
All right, well, I'm stopping you. That has no business in this podcast anymore.
I feel like it's my right to tell this story. It's my story to tell. Guess why?
Where'd you guys go?
Because I had to fucking put your poop in a doggy bag, didn't I?
Whoa.
It's my story now. If I have to do the cleanup, it's my story to tell.
I have to know the story now. Please tell me.
Tell us, Bobby.
It's your story? You tell him.
So I get a phone call. He's coming home from Warner Brothers. And I get a frantic phone call. And he's like, babe,
That's not necessary.
Something
true.
So bad just happened.
I went
happened.
To Terry's first.
Oh, yeah, he went to Terry's. Safe Mexican food. First, which is great food, by the way.
Oh, right. Melrose.
No, there's a new one on Ventura. Anyway.
And... I get a phone call and he's like, babe, something really bad just happened. In my head, the first thing is like, oh my God, he's finally run over somebody. And like, that's what I thought.
Because of his driving.
Yeah, because he's a wild driver.
Dude, his driving's insane.
Yeah. So then I was like, shit, what happened? And he's like, I need help. I'm downstairs in the garage and there's poo everywhere. And I'm like, how is there poo everywhere? It turns out that he was on the freeway, en route to come home, stuck in traffic, couldn't make it out of the exit, pulled over into the side of the freeway, climbed over into the back seat, and took shit in the back seat.
Do you like dad? That's something dad would do. You're just like dad. It's just like
a
man.
What's Steve doing?
It's just like father. I can't believe it. You're just like dad, man. That's exactly what dad would do. Let me tell you a story about dad. drive this van because he'd put his merchandise in it, and then he was on some kind of freeway or highway, and he couldn't stop either, but he did it on a paper plate at least. He did it on the seat.
He did it right on the seat.
Disgusting, man.
And then he comes running upstairs.
Animal. You're a goddamn animal, man. You need help, bro.
And can I tell you what happened afterwards?
He's a beast.
So he tells, he comes up and I see his butt as he runs into the bathroom and it's just diarrhea all over his pants. Oh, so then I'm thinking, God, he couldn't even take his fucking pants off?
It's his health.
Shit?
It's his health.
You know what I mean?
No, we need to talk. No,
but he
seriously,
pulled
we need
into
to talk
his
about
pants
this.
And then into the car seat. And then
no,
I said,
I'm so worried
fine,
about you now.
Listen to this, Steve.
Oh, no.
And
it's
then
bad.
And then I said, okay, fine, I'll take it to the car wash in the morning. But I was like, you know what? I'm not going to do it. I'm going to have Jenna do it. Because, you know, Jenna needs the money. And I, so I told her.
Dude, you better have given her $500.
She came in a hazmat suit. She came, I swear to God, she came in fully suited up. And but then he goes, it was $50.
Dude, it's dope.
50.
It was 50.
Oh, Lord.
And
keep
then
going.
He said, I tried to clean it with a spray as best as I could, so Jenna should be fine dry. So Jenna basically had, but then that's not the worst part. On the way there,
oh, no.
On the way there, Jenna checked the back seat because she was like, something smells really bad. Are you sure that he cleaned it with spray? And she goes back there, and there's two big turds that kind of just have been rolling around in the back seat.
Oh, it was camouflaged into the interior.
So she then has to, she calls me. She's like, oh my God, I don't know what to do, but there's still poo rolling around back there. And so she had to pick it up. She had to use her hand. She had to raw hand it.
I'm worried about his health. There's so
and
much.
And he's going to get a colonoscopy.
Gilbert, there's so much meat. Korean barbecue and just meat that hasn't digested.
That,
I know his body. I am his brother. He's got. I'm just letting you know.
I believe you now.
Yeah.
Now that you said
I'm
that.
I'm his little brother.
Yeah.
He's got so much just stored meat.
Yeah.
Bulgogi and steak and. Because he eats so good. We need to get him like flushed out.
Okay.
Smoothies.
Let me tell you my point of view.
Okay.
Okay. So when you told me to clean the car, I went down there, all right? I cleaned the driver's seat because when I climbed back in, there was shit all over the driver's seat.
Yeah.
And when I looked back there, right, it looked like just the back in the day during Vietnam, just like, you know, just a war zone.
Mm.
There's shit all over the place. And I just thought to myself, I got
$50. Get Jenna to do it.
And she did it. Thank you, Jenna.
But then, yeah.
But here's, I went to the store though that night, mm-hmm. right? And the shit was still back there.
The poo?
Yeah. And the, you know, we have a lot guy at the comedy store.
Mm-hmm.
And he walks in the car and he goes, dude, it smells like shit in here. I go, there is. Right? And he just left my car there the whole night in one spot. He had to maneuver all the cars around my car.
He didn't go
they
back
wouldn't
in.
Drive it. Aww. They wouldn't drive it. Yeah, yeah. So if you don't want people to drive your car, that's a good way to do it. You know what I mean? And then also on top of it, I'll tell you my point of view on the incident. Okay.
Yeah.
So when
you could have went outside.
Just listen.
Yeah.
Listen to what okay. What now? Can you listen to my point
yeah,
of
yeah,
view?
Yeah, yeah,
all right. So when I was at Terry's, which is delicious by the
what
way,
what did
and
you
I'll
order?
Either,
I want to know.
I ordered just a chicken tinga burrito.
No, you had super nachos.
No, I didn't have super nachos and a quesadilla. I ate it and. I left the restaurant and then in my head I'm like, oh fuck, I order her a salad, right? So I ran back in. I had already bought it. I go, do you have the salad that I said to go?
Mm-hmm.
They go, yeah. And as soon as he grabbed, I'm like, this food, I got to get this to Kalila, because my little baby honey is starving.
Oh, he's gonna put it on me.
No, I'm not gonna put it on you.
Your baby,
right?
baby honey.
But then when I was walking out of the building, this is what I heard. Right, and that wasn't even a fart. That was my stomach.
Oh damn, that was your stomach.
Yeah, yeah, that wasn't even a fart. I farted inside my body.
Oh my
yeah.
God!
Have you ever done that? It just went.
Yeah, I've sucked one in. Before,
yeah, in my body, And a little sweat, and I was just like, what do I do? Now, this is, as an adult, you have these questions. Mm-hmm. Should I get in the car and just fucking drive home? Right? Or should I just go to the bathroom here?
What about going to Terry?
Yeah, it was in Terry still.
Why didn't you just go use her bathroom?
Because she had to eat her salad.
Why?
But it was also...
Why did
also,
I need to get my salad?
I also just say, can I just say this? It wasn't fully like, I can shit right now.
Right.
I could just feel
it
like...
It was brewing up.
Yeah.
Mm. Right.
For the record, baby honey could have waited
a whole
hour.
I know.
For a salad.
I know.
Okay, so when you pulled over initially...
No, she got it wrong.
Okay.
So I'm not even on the freeway.
Okay.
I'm like, kind of like where, you know where Highland is? But this is like 5 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's packed.
It's packed. Yeah. Right? And it won't move. And all of a sudden, whoop, I felt a fart. That's a fart.
Nothing came out, just fart.
No, but it was like, you know how that was my opening act. Hmm. Like my opening act was strong.
Yeah, first act, yeah.
Whoop, and right then, I thought the middle act was going to go up. But no, but the headliner was there.
You'd have time to prepare.
Yeah, yeah. There was no middle act.
No warm-up.
It was a shart.
No, it was boop, and then the head stuck out. Right, like that. Out of the hole, like that. Right?
It felt solid.
And I go, where's the middle act?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
A couple more farts. There's no middle act. Right? So he needs to go up now, the headliner. He needs
was
to do
it
the
diarrhea picture. Or was it like
this is making
salt.
Me even angrier. The fact that it wasn't diarrhea means that it wasn't that urgent.
It was urgent. Are you out of your mind? It was so urgent. And let me just say this right now. Did you see the back of my... It was a... It,
did
this
I see
show...
It?
This show,
this show.
Well, it was a variety show.
Oh, wow. Not just stand-up.
Right? It wasn't just stand-up. It was... There was water. You know what I mean? There was like... You know what I mean? Some other thing
combo
that...
Magic.
It was a combo situation.
Magic show.
Right?
Yeah.
So I pull over to a residential area and there's construction happening on my right side. And there's, you know how those gigantic construction trash containers, those gigantic ones. I pull right behind there and I jump in the back seat. I pull my pants down and I, all over. Okay. And the beginning of it was the solid part. Mm-hmm. But the end, I'm telling you right now, as Jesus as my witness, it was a liquid show.
Like Cirque du Soleil.
Yeah, it was Cirque du Soleil liquid. Okay. And I felt like killing myself.
God, the smell must have been horrific.
It was horrific.
But he still brought up my salad with a truck full of shit in his butt. He came home and there was poo everywhere, but he had a salad in one hand.
Clean, dedicated.
Yeah,
ever, you haven't done that ever, huh?
I've done it all the time. She's seen me poo on houses.
Yeah, on house walls. Like, he will actually just bend over, shoot it, like... Point his butt at a wall and then spray.
She saw me do that.
And on someone's like gardenias.
Yeah, yeah.
We need to. You go to the doctor. We gotta help. We gotta fix this.
Maybe. Maybe not.
I mean, his health, man. You know. No, I'm serious.
Yeah.
Like
you're being real serious right now.
I'm being serious.
So let me ask you something. What do you think is going on with me?
Your diet. It's all meat.
You think I eat all meat?
No
veggies.
No.
Hmm. That's interesting. Is potato a vegetable?
Yes, it is.
I eat that too.
I'm just saying, because you have so much money, you make a good living.
Okay.
You could eat Korean barbecue.
Everyone listening, I do okay. Thank you.
You could afford...
I'm no Chris D'Elia, I'll tell
you
that right now.
I know, but you could afford eating out. He could afford eating out all the time, right?
Uh-huh.
He doesn't go to, like, Soup Plantation, does he?
How is Soup Plantation, like, the healthy spot?
Just veggies...
Like a tender
cucumbers,
greens.
Tomatoes. Right. You know what I mean? Veggies.
What did I eat yesterday?
Meat.
I did eat meat.
Yeah, smoke.
Yeah, walk us through like
we went to smoke it yesterday.
Walk us, yeah.
So yesterday I woke up and your little Filipino niece is staying with us, Juliana.
Mm-hmm. Great.
Yeah, she's great. And so I took her to Warner Brothers and I go, let's go to the smokehouse. It's right next to it. Mm-hmm. And I had a prime rib. So good.
Mm-hmm. Damn right you did.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I had fried zucchini. Right? Fried zucchini.
He likes fried. Stuff.
Yeah, but zucchini deep fried like that is not healthy, sweetie. Yeah. It totally just eliminates
the outer part is unhealthy, but the inner part is healthy.
No, it's not. You've already taken away all like deep frying it takes away all of like the good stuff.
Oh. Anyway, then what else did I have? Then we had the artichoke.
The grilled artichoke.
That was good.
This is all at the same place.
Yeah, at the same place. So I had a prime rib
and then
with
a ton
potato,
of garlic bread.
And then last night I had Bossa Nova. I had a fried chicken
another
patty.
Deep fried
skirt steak. Deep fried. No, it was a chicken, like, you know, fried
Yeah,
chicken fries, but deep fried.
Yeah. Deep fried
with batter.
The fries.
That's my concern. Is he's, you guys are doing well. He's doing well. That's the only thing that could take him down is his health.
That's right why now. I don't go out to eat with you guys anymore.
So because, we're not going to eat after this
because I just can't.
So we gotta. We gotta guess. I gotta. Film.
Did they text back?
Yeah, oh. I have an episode I have to text.
But I can't afford to eat as indulgently as him, so I don't go out to eat with him. I just make my own food at home because that shit's not healthy.
Could he do the intermittent fasting?
You know what? He actually doesn't.
Because I was doing that every Sunday. I was doing it every Sunday. I would not eat for 24 hours, Gil.
That's his. That's impressive. Not his problem because he actually won't eat for 16 hours. But in those 8 hours, he really? Eats real pure garbage.
Like what?
Taco Bell.
Like I won't eat 12 hours and I'll eat a fat burger with fried egg and chili.
Yeah. Damn.
Then my body goes crazy.
And then straight into like a strawberry shortcake.
Yeah. And then I go right to sleep. So that stuff is in my body when I'm sleeping.
Yeah, he actually has a big meal before sleep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's not good, guys. Yeah. It's not good. And, you know.
It's very concerning.
Is he sleeping okay or
no?
No, today he slept at like 10 o'clock
in the morning. Mm-hmm. In the morning,
yeah.
Gonna have a 10 o'clock and a call time tomorrow morning too.
Oh gosh.
I mean,
yeah, he's self sabotaging. I. You
how
know,
do you?
Jesus,
do you stay
take
out
the
of
wheel.
It. Or, I mean, do you? What time do you go to sleep?
Like
one,
two, three.
That's better.
What were you doing? Oh, you were playing Red Dead Redemption,
which I want to talk about.
Okay.
That's what he great was doing.
Segue. What a great! You're a professional. All right. Gilly, you've been playing Red Dead,
I
right?
have. Let's just, one word. It's,
what?
It's a grind.
It's not only a grind. Here's the thing about video games is that when you play a video game, you still want it to feel like a video game, but they made it so real. The way he moves, the way he walks, if he grabs a bow and arrow from his saddle, it just takes 40 seconds, you know.
It's realistic.
It's realistic. Then you got to You're with a group of people. You have kids in your camp.
What's the story about?
It's basically you're following a gang.
You're in a gang, yeah. But I'm going to talk about this gang in a second. Okay. So you have to contribute to the gang. Mm-hmm. So you have to bring over deer meat. And
you
and
hunt
money.
Already? You're hunting?
Yeah,
already?
Yeah.
Gil, you hunting?
Yeah, I know your favorite.
Here's the number one thing: is that this is in the late 1800s, and I want it to be historically accurate.
Everything else is accurate.
Except for the gang.
The gang's not?
There's three black guys in the gang and a full-blown Mexican and then a half American Indian, half black guy.
Yeah.
Okay? The Mexican guy, right? Like, he's just... It's like, you're not... Back in the day, you weren't able to walk into a bar with just four black guys, you know what I mean, in the 1800s.
What do you want the whole thing to be, just like pure white?
No, you can have them in there, but put them in the back of the line, or, you know what I mean, something more historically accurate.
Yeah, but like, you might, that's not psychologically healthy either, to like, especially if you're the person playing
kids.
It,
yeah.
To go back and live at a time where people are inferior to you.
Oh, that's right.
That's not good for children.
That's true. And there you go. That's all I needed, an explanation.
Where are like the Chinese people during that time period?
Well, we were there. We were building the railroads.
The railroads.
And we had also opium dens. Oh. Not a single, we've never seen a single Chinese so far.
No.
Another thing about
they should have put at least some Asians in there too, right?
But the game, though, when you walk into a town, it's living and breathing. I mean, I walked.
How good are their graphics? Pretty good.
I mean, it's not even just good. It's like I walked to it was a store, you know, like a general store. Yeah. And there was like five guys, just one guy leaning against a wall, some guy sitting on a thing, you know, and it looked so real. The way he opens a door, it's not like he just opens it like he would open a door.
Yeah.
Like, it's everything is so real.
How are the weapons and the mods? And
Steve.
Okay.
I want to fucking get to it, man.
Okay, sorry.
Jesus.
Okay.
Another good thing about the game is that the weather system.
Oh, yeah.
The wind. The way the trees sway. You could just feel it, mm-hmm. You know? It's just gorgeous, and it's one of those things where if you're a gamer, you just have to play it.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, they spent, what, 5 years on it?
I think more than that, honestly.
Yeah. I mean, it's on the screen, everything about it, the detail. I mean, I don't know how anything works. The little symbols on the bottom.
They don't really teach you enough.
They don't teach you enough. You have to figure it out.
Like real life.
Like real life. I mean, there's one guy. There was one poor guy I murdered on by a river.
With a bow and arrow.
With a bow and arrow. And
it's an open world like that.
Yeah. And I accidentally did it. He was like, hey, buddy. Come here. I want to show you something.
And you killed him.
And I had my bow and arrow. And if you press left trigger, if you don't have a thing, you can start a dialogue. But I had a weapon. So I pressed left trigger. And I go, hey, like this, right? And he goes, hey, buddy. And he shot me, right? And then I put my bow and arrow right through his neck.
Oh,
he dies.
God.
And all of a sudden, a little symbol says that, you know what I mean? That, because I guess karma.
Yeah, you can't do that.
That's in there. Yeah, that's in there. Yeah.
It's like Westworld. You're the bad guy or the good guy.
Yeah. It really.
Are there animals you can hunt?
Oh, my God.
Track
it's,
and
it's
stuff?
Not only that, the way they die, the animals.
It's realistic.
It's so realistic. So, it takes forever. They. You know what I mean? They stumble for a while, right? Man. They fall, and they're still breathing.
You can put them out of their misery.
You can put them out of their misery.
Yeah.
And then skinning them takes about 10 minutes.
It's so,
you have to open up the carcass.
So it's
pretty
too
good.
It's almost too realistic.
It's almost too realistic, but it is a masterpiece. You haven't downloaded. You'll never play it, right?
Well, the reason being is I played the crap out of the first one. And I was telling you, I was playing the games within the games, like poker, and then there's darts.
Yeah.
And I just know. I know me.
The darts?
Yeah, I did all of it. Yeah, I did all of it. But I know me as I will just lose myself in that
one. All right, so, but you. So what your point of view, though, is that you don't want to play Red Dead Redemption because you don't want to play video games for that long. But last night, what time did you play till?
Me and Griffin played till like 3, 4 in the morning.
Yeah.
What are you guys playing?
What time did you start?
Destiny. We did like this
still
one.
Destiny? Mm.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
But so, I could wean off Destiny.
That's the reason. No, you can't. You can't. Every time I come to your house, you're playing.
No, I could quit. I could quit.
No, you're in denial.
No, I could quit it.
The reason why you won't play Red Dead Redemption is not because of the fact that you don't want to be playing video games. Is because you don't want to stop playing Destiny.
God damn it!
What's the matter?
My Twitter won't stop going off because of your bullshit.
What happened?
She was taking a shower and I
he does this all the time. He always goes through my phone. And then all of a sudden, I go back to my phone. I'm like, why do I have 150 notifications?
You're famous.
And then here's what I go on my Twitter. Apparently, I tweeted, my boyfriend's cum tastes like pumpkin spice and life. Yum, yum, bye. My boyfriend, Bobby Lee, has a penis I call Magic Jesus flesh stick. It's so very yum, yum, bye. And then the third one is yum, yum. Just yum, yum. And then the other was a couple
phone,
other
lady.
Days. My vagina is huge and stinky.
This is the relationship, man.
My boyfriend Bobby Lee has the biggest penis. My boyfriend Bobby Lee come to like life.
Yum yum, no yum yums. Have you?
Do you know how many followers I just lost?
Lock your phone, lady.
Like 400.
Put a passcode in there, you know what I mean?
Have you ever done that to Bobby's phone?
Never, I would never do that.
But
how long you guys been together now?
Five
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful years.
I mean, no.
Apparently, we never get past the hacking stage.
What's the next step?
None. Why does there have to be a next step? Getting a house? That's a big step, right?
That's the next step. And also, next step would be the fans of Tiger Belly to watch Splitting Up Together on ABC at 9:30 because it's about to get canceled.
So everybody who's
Come
watching
on,
Splitting Up Together on ABC Monday night.
Tuesday night.
Tuesday.
That's the reason
That's
why.
That's the reason, because you keep promoting
at 9 p.m.
9:30
p.m.
Yeah, I mean, you know what? The thing is that I love the show. I really do. We went to the set yesterday. I love the people. I love Jenna. I love everyone on it. I like working, but there's just some things in life. I think it's a good show. I just, you know, in some things in life you can't control.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the things I just can't control, and it's driving me crazy. There's nothing I can do, and Kalila assures me that, why are you smiling, and what are you doing?
No, I started zoning out. I'm hungry too.
Why did you zone out just now?
I don't know. I just zoned out.
Have you eaten today?
No.
Yeah, but you've been doing that.
I mean,
you've been doing that.
You've
been doing it for 44 years. No.
32.
Or 32 years.
Yeah.
Oh, we love Ridge Wallet.
You have a Ridge Wallet?
No.
Oh.
We need to get Steve one.
George, you got one for me? Or what's the deal?
I think we have one.
Yeah.
We do have one for you.
We do have one for you.
It's right here.
Hey, well, don't give the titanium's mine.
It's right here.
Thank you.
Wow, show the camera that.
So check it out. If you guys are looking for a top of the line, if you're looking for a top of the line wallet, go to the Ridge.
Yeah,
wallet.
Ridge wallet.
It's
But will you use? You're not going to use it, right?
State of the art, metallic.
Can I tell you why it's good, Steve?
Huh?
Come here.
Okay.
See this right here, this titanium, right?
Yeah.
You know, people through your leather wallet can read your information on it, right?
Oh.
Right. They can scan it, read it. Right?
Yeah.
This has the blockage thing.
Anti-theft.
Anti-theft.
Oh.
Yeah. Is this a money clip one too?
Might be.
There's a money clip in the back where you push your cash. It really is a slick, beautiful wallet.
Damn, and it's yours to have.
And it's yours to have. But awesome. He has a leather one that he uses. Are you going to use this?
Yeah.
No, look at... That's not...
Did you just zone out? That
he just zoned out.
No,
and he's lying.
No, I will.
And that's what he does when he lies.
No,
look
I
at
will.
Me right
no,
now.
No,
no. Look at me. Eye, no, look at my eyes right now.
Let me finish my commercial for the Ridge.
All right.
So this is top of the line security wallet.
Okay.
No one could scan your credit card information through the Ridge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Make sure you go to theridge.com.
Do a theme song for it.
The Ridge wallet.
Woo!
The best one in town.
Keep going.
Wow.
Get to the chorus.
Anti-theft and identity theft. You can't have around.
Wow.
So go to the Ridge.
Promo code Tiger Belly.
Promo code Tiger Belly.
Very good.
Thank you, Steve.
It's very good, Steve.
Thank you.
You know?
Thank you.
Are you guys doing Halloween this year? You and I.
I don't know. I think we're gonna go spend Halloween with our nieces. Go trick or treating.
Are you guys gonna go?
We saw Suspiria last night. I know you're against it.
Oh, that's right.
But let me tell you something. It was. There's a scene in that movie. I don't want to give out the
spoiler.
The spoilers, but you'll never be the same. It's a dance recital. It's a dance, and you will. I've never seen a scene like that on the screen. It's so cryptic and scary. You'll cringe.
Yeah.
Yeah. But go check. Dude.
Is the 1 through 10, what do you give it?
8.5.
An 8.5.
Yeah.
Is it scary?
Yeah. I mean, it's not only that. It's like Hereditary.
Yeah.
You have to, there's different acts. So you have to really pay attention. I thought it was about witches. It was like, oh, it's just about, but it goes deep. It goes deep.
Yeah.
Is it better than Hereditary?
It's hard to compare the two.
Ooh.
But it's
so
it, the way it's shot is beautiful. It like it takes place in Germany and you know, Cold War era, and it's just
is
shot
it,
so beautifully. The acting is amazing.
Wow. You know how you were like, it looks like a cross between Black Swan and Rosemary's Baby.
And it's exactly that.
Yeah.
And it's exactly that.
Tom York does the
dude, the music. Yeah, Tom York is amazing. The music is amazing in it. Please watch it.
It's that good.
Yeah. There's a scene in there you will not be, I'm telling you, you will not be the same. You'll watch it and you'll look at Bob like, what the hell is going on? This is crazy.
Oh, but what do you give Haunting on Hill House, Netflix?
What episode are you on?
He's done.
You finished?
No, I'm on 4.
Oh, he's on 4, I mean.
4, yeah.
I forgot. You're on 4, that's right.
4 is the Hackman episode.
Yeah, yeah, you're on 4. You're on 4.
I'm on 4.
I forgot.
I'm on 4.
I thought you finished it. What do you give it so far, though, the rating?
I like Luke's
game. Yeah, well, yeah.
The best, yeah.
Yeah. That, yeah. That character, that's good. Not until 5.
No, Luke's story is 4.
It is?
Yeah, the Hat Man.
Yeah, the Hat Man.
Yeah,
that's
four.
The last one I saw. Yeah.
Number 5 is Bent Neck Lady.
Yeah.
Oh, I haven't seen that.
That's Nelly's story. That's
you haven't seen
one.
That part?
Who's the Bent Neck Lady?
Yeah.
Well, you'll see.
Yeah.
What are you,
why are you red and laughing?
Why are you turning red?
Episode 8.
You're on my team, too, you know. Be on my side.
Yeah.
I love the series, man. It's,
but
it's
that
good
scene,
acting.
You have to admit, though, this. Though, the scariest scene is when the two sisters are in the car.
No, hold on. He's not there yet.
I'm not there yet.
Stop.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I try to catch him.
I'm not okay.
I'm trying to catch him, babe.
Oh.
I don't know. But what do you give it so far, the rating?
Try to catch
it. Out of 10?
Yeah.
8.6.
So everything's an 8.5 to you.
Well, 8.5.
Spirulina was an 8.5.
Spirulina.
Spirulina.
Suspiria.
Spirulina was 8.5.
Yeah.
Hill House is 8.5 as well.
Hill House?
Hill House, yeah. 8.6. Yeah, so you give it a point above.
You have to because it's 10 hours long.
I love it.
It's great so far.
Yeah,
huh?
I love the story. I like the dynamic with the family members. Right. I like the history of the house.
Yeah.
And it's really kind of just sad. It's heartbreaking.
Yeah.
How would happen to all of the siblings? It's just a sad story.
I like how each episode, thus far, is focusing on
four. So is it
the four?
One
each,
character.
Each sibling.
I hope it continues that way.
It will. I think. Okay. Thank you. I think you'll be very. I think you'll be survived.
I'm looking forward to it. Yeah. It's gonna be great.
It's gonna be great.
Yeah.
So you have something to look forward to watch.
I do.
Yeah.
I might do that with Ilani. Halloween.
Halloween. Yeah. Watch all of them.
Yeah.
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 I can't get her to even finish we're on episode 10 and we've been trying to watch the last one for a while
because I'm rewatching.
How many episodes are there?
10.
There's 10,
so we're done.
You didn't know that?
No. I'm just going one episode at a time.
You go 1 through 10, correct?
Four was good.
Four was very good.
The last one you watched.
Yeah, the very last one.
Are you watching it, Gilbert?
Not yet.
Okay.
Why?
Because Red Dead.
Okay.
Yeah, Red Dead is
consuming you.
Yeah. Not. I'm limiting myself.
Yeah, I'm gonna play Red Dead as well tonight.
Are we supposed to? We were supposed to go to Halloween Horror Night.
Yeah, but you got canceled.
Oh, I went to Not Scary Farm. Can I give you my review?
Yeah.
I went to Not Scary Farm.
8.5.
Not Scary Farm.
Go ahead.
To celebrate my 10th year of sobriety. It was amazing, but one thing, the actors. There's actors that scare you within they. They're a little bit too much.
What do you mean?
Like extra?
Oh my, they get this
close, yeah.
I mean, there's a clown area where there's just, okay, so there's actors within the mazes. There's 10 different mazes or 9 different mazes. And they all have their own themes.
Yeah.
The first one was the depths or whatever. There's different themes. There's actors in there, but then there's also actors that walk around the amusement park to scare you. And there's different themes within the park. But there's one section where there's all clowns. Like there was a clown that was wearing like stilts. And there's but the clowns had metal, some kind of metal thing, blade thing where they would skid. Like I saw there's a group of Hispanic girls, like high school kids. And this guy, this clown was hiding, and he literally, out of the bushes, came across and skid with that metal shoe, and it made sparks, but it almost, like, cut her damn foot.
Okay.
And she was, like, she was so startled, she was crying. She was like, you know, and I'm like, dude. But something happened with me in the second maze.
What happened?
What was the theme?
Take your time.
Build the world. What theme?
Yeah.
Where are we?
I don't know what the second it was called. There was an alien theme. It was the first one. It was called The Depths, and it was the underwater ocean theme where there's ocean creatures. But the second one was, it was called Dark Entities. It was an alien monster theme. So it was, you know, they're scaring you within the maze. But towards the end of the maze, this one guy, he got too close to me. He went, you know, and I palm struck him.
Oh my God.
Whoa.
So I did a Bruce Lee like.
Palm
struck. Yeah. Yeah,
out of fear.
Out of fear. Not out of fear.
Aggression.
But I hit him like right here.
And
I went, you know?
Like that.
Yeah. And then he goes, what the fuck, man?
He broke character.
Yeah, he broke character. He goes, you hit me, man. He goes, you know, there's cameras in here, motherfucker, you know? And it like.
You know what? As an actor, why'd you hit him?
I don't know. I mean, I was just protecting.
I think it was probably just instinct.
Yeah.
Then that's it? And was Ilani with you?
Yeah.
What did she say?
So I was there with Ilani, Omni Boy, Rain, our neighbor, and our neighbor, Diego.
You know what? That would have been nice to get an invite. Wouldn't it have been nice?
Well, what if I don't think
you would have liked it, dude.
Wouldn't it have been nice?
Halloween Horror Nights is the same.
You know what? We'll go to amusement park, but we had a car filled with, you know, our neighbors were going, and we picked up.
Yeah, but it was just at the. I wouldn't have probably gone.
Yeah.
To be honest, I probably wouldn't have gone. But you know what would be a nice gesture?
Yeah.
Hey, you want to come?
Okay, we'll do it.
We'll
go to Raging Waters.
I don't want to go to no Raging Waters, dude. I want to get wet with you, bro.
I haven't been to Raging Waters since high school. I'd love to go.
We'll go to the Universal Studios.
We're going tomorrow.
Okay.
With my niece.
What time?
Oh, she's gonna freak out.
What time?
We can go. They don't close till 2 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I want to go tomorrow.
So it only takes, I think, if you do the fast pass, you can get done with all the mazes in 2 hours. So even if you go at like 11:30,
tomorrow is actually Halloween night, right?
Yeah, it's Halloween night tomorrow.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, we should go. Let's all go.
That'd be amazing.
We all have to go fast pass,
though. Oh, dude, I would love to
My sister says that, because she already went, the mazes are so freaking good. She says the Poltergeist, Stranger Things is really good.
Oh, Stranger Things. You know what? Knott's is a little not up to par.
I thought you said it was great.
You just said it was amazing.
No, the actors.
No, but my sister says it's the same in Universal. Wait, they come this close. She says, I don't know.
No, I want to check out Universal. No, it was good. It was good, but
it's good that he went into your face like that. It scared you? It scared you enough to do a fucking old school Chinese Bruce Lee palm thing.
Yeah.
Is that what you would do in a real fight? Is one of my concerns.
No,
that you'll do a palm strike?
No,
palm
it wasn't.
Strikes are effective. What are you laughing at,
Gilbert? Just
like if a gang.
Back up, bro.
No, I just went like that.
Oh, like that.
A double.
I just went, oh, like that. And his face was, but then this part.
Was he taller or shorter?
He was like maybe a couple, 5 inches taller than me.
Well, I have a question. So who? Could that guy sue if he was nuts?
I don't think
could he sue.
My sister tells me they come so close that she can't believe that no one has gotten struck before.
Yeah, they must sign a waiver or something.
No, because the reason why he threatened me is because he had self-centered fear. So when when people do that, like there's hey man, there's cameras in here. He's really saying, I'm scared that you're going to press charges.
Mm-mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What? Wait. How could he press charges on you? He didn't touch you.
No, he was afraid that Steve would press charges.
But why? He has no. What do you mean?
No.
He's afraid that Steve's going to press charges on him?
Yeah.
Yeah, but what is. Oh.
Yeah, but he didn't.
No, but he's doing his job getting in your face. Yeah. That's what it is, right?
I think there's limitations.
You attacked him physically.
Yeah, but when he's this close, you know?
Yeah.
It's like this. No, I don't agree with that. Because it's like if I'm doing stand-up, right, and I insult somebody, right, and I call them a con or whatever, right, and them trying to sue me for doing my job. Hmm. He's doing his job.
I guess there's different ways of looking at it. Yeah.
No, there's only one. No, Steve. Steve. Yeah.
I love these Dr. Troy techniques. Steve.
There's only one way to look at it.
Yeah.
Look at me right now.
Yeah.
His eyes closing.
Yeah. There's one way to look at it. Yeah. And you assaulted a guy for doing his job.
Hey, we'll edit this part.
We're not. Why?
I don't know. Now I feel kind of bad.
I imagine it happens so many times.
It happens all the time, Steve.
No.
I struck someone.
You know, we should edit this. We're not editing. Where are we? How are we doing on time?
We're only 5 minutes in, man. Okay.
We're only 5 minutes in. We're not even close to being done.
I'm sorry for bringing it up.
Wait, hang on. When you guys were younger, didn't you, your mom, and Steve get stuck in a maze?
I don't know if he remembers, but...
Oh, what's that story?
Mom took us to a haunted house back in the 70s.
In Minnesota?
Yeah, in Minnesota.
In Minnesota?
And we were stuck in there for like 5 hours.
What do you mean stuck?
Yeah, she was screaming. I remember her screaming.
Don't you have to follow?
And us running. Yeah, we were so pitch black. Back in the 70s, there was no, like, rules.
Like, lines or anything.
Right, there were no lines. So I just remember, in the dark, just going to each room, and Mom going, Oma, we gotta get out of here, you know? And we were crying, screaming, and we're in a circle, running in circles, I remember. Wow. We never got out of there.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, I remember that.
I don't remember that at all.
Yeah, I totally remember that, yeah.
Wow.
Well, you were probably 4.
Yeah, we're in kindergarten or something.
Well, you were in kindergarten. Yeah. Why is your eye squinting right now?
I don't know. I'm thinking about the not scary
film. I know.
Maybe I shouldn't have brought it up, huh?
Do you feel guilty about it?
I don't know, a little bit.
Do you think that he's going to press charges?
Well, it dampened the mood of the group.
Of Leilani and them?
Yeah, we're having fun.
You guys didn't laugh? Because I would have laughed if you...
No. We got back to the happy, fun vibe, but it took a couple other mazes in a roller coaster ride. to get back to, hey, this is fun, right?
Yeah.
But, you know, here's growth for you.
Sorry.
Here's growth for you.
So this I apologize for
the rage, though, you know, when I hang out with you now, which is rare.
Yeah.
I used to hang out with you more when you didn't have a girlfriend. Let's be honest.
Oh, no, that's not true. Why is that his fault?
It's not his fault. I want you to be happy.
Yeah.
But we do, when we do have our moments, right? Yeah. I used to have this fear hanging out with you.
Mm.
Are you listening to me? Please listen to me.
I'm there. I'm on the same page as you.
Okay, you are?
I love it. I love what you're doing right now. This is great.
Yeah, there used to be a fear every time that something could go wrong.
I'm learning.
And now the fear is less there. Do you understand what I'm saying?
It's good.
Well, I have... what therapy is doing for me is I have a little bit more of that...
without
window to think about the repercussions. Before I'd be just go red, you know. But now it's like, you know,
he's showing you that there are so many.
Yeah,
steps
I have this window,
there.
And then it's like breathe and think about what you're about to do before you react, type thing. And so,
like one time, him and I played FIFA.
Oh, dude!
And
oh,
I scored.
Oh, I used to.
And he fucking straight up punched me.
I did a Guile Street Fighter. No, I did a Guile Street Fighter. Boom!
Like
the,
in my face.
Yeah, like no, the back.
The back.
Oh, bitch slap. Yeah, yeah, the bitch slap. Yeah, like when you do that. Yeah,
like he could not control.
I could. I just
did a spinning back fist.
Oh, dude! I pulled knives on him in Silver Lake.
Yeah,
I pulled two knives on him.
Why two? And I just one.
And how quickly does the situation diffuse after that? Are you guys like, after that, you're like, oh, I'm sorry, and then
well,
it's
the
over
deal,
with?
Well, this is the major difference. Back then, weed, marijuana, right?
Would rage you out.
No, I need to calm me down to get the head change back to, you know. Remember, you used to buy me weed in Silver Lake, remember? Even in Chinatown, you bought me that little water pipe, that golden. You enabled me a couple, you know, it's good. I'm glad that you did that.
Oh, what? You enabled me.
Never enabled you. Okay. No, what would happen was I'd do a show. Mm-hmm. This is back when marijuana was illegal, and sometimes like people would just hand you drugs. Like I've been handed like cocaine.
Yeah.
After shows, hey, let's do cocaine. Yeah. Here's some.
Yeah, take weed.
Right. So I used to get the weed and I'd give it to
just
my brother.
To me, yeah. But it's good that he did that because it helped me kind of go through that. Faster.
Yeah, he got sober on his own.
I had to do it on my own. I just didn't want. I didn't like.
One day he just called me. And goes, I'm sober now.
Oh, I thought you convinced him.
No,
I you can't do that. I knew that he was on his path.
Anyone who decides to do that, that's their own choice. That's their own decision. You can't.
You're not. You can't force someone into.
No,
sobriety.
No, you can't. You have to decide on your own. Like I took a 10-year kick, and you know I spoke in front of a bit. You know. I mean that's growth too, because you know that's a scary meeting to.
No, I'm gonna say something right now about my brother is that's the one thing that there's a lot of things that make me happy, but it's one of the things where we were not even supposed to talk about it, but we are at a thing.
A thing.
A thing, and you could just tell that everyone knew who he was. You could tell that he had responsibility there. You know, like he had to set up things, like speakers. Remember, and people relied on him, and awesome. He was like,
"I love it."
He was really actively involved in that group, and because I'm not as involved, I'm not at all. You know, I don't go to as many because I don't know why, but you know, it made me feel like okay, my brother's taken care of because he's really doing it. He's just been a far better joy to be around.
This episode's getting good now.
What, before it was bad?
No, I love it. I love what you're doing. Keep going.
It only is good when I'm praising you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
No.
I mean, from where you came from.
Oh, my God. I was
trying to have sex with streetwalkers.
Edit that for real. That's what...
With the end of that?
No, it's okay.
Yeah.
No, I mean, let's go. Like, I'll be real. Like, I've made some really bad choices back then. Really bad. I mean, and this is like even going back to when I went to Arizona State to, I mean, I literally got jumped at a keg party, you know, and I got beat up. I'd steal, you know, I was with a kid who stole mushrooms from this kid at the dorm. What? I used to call Bob, like, on LSD, like, hey, man, I'm scared, man. I just don't know if I'm going to make it, bro.
Crazy
stuff.
Shit.
Yeah, I would see entities in my ceiling, ghosts coming out of the walls, you know what I mean? Like, I was not in a good place, you know, so.
Yeah, he was.
It's good that, you know, it's good. It's probably the best decision that I've ever made, you know. I'm not saying it's for everyone. A lot of people could smoke weed and they could function even better. You know, I know a lot of people like that.
Yeah.
But I can't do that. I'm not against weed. I think some people could handle it, you know. It makes them creative. They could be more calmer. But I just can't do it, Gil, you know. I can't do it because I need the beer, too. I can't just do one without the other, so.
Being at the Comedy Store is getting so hard now because.
I'm sure there's a lot of marijuana around.
I did Tripoli show.
Yeah.
And I was in the green room.
Shout out to Sam.
And on the table there was like, you know, his show gets sponsored by all these companies that marijuana companies.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
And so there's like bags of muffins and candy and these kind of sticks and, you know, everything that you can have. And everyone's smoking it around you. Oh, and I'm just kind of going...
It's at a different level, dude.
It's a different level.
I mean, the potency level of it now, because we got 10 years ago, they didn't have this that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, now, I'm sure, let's say we were to relapse, we would be in outer space, man. Because it's that potent, you know? Like.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm surprised you guys don't... You guys don't like that stuff, huh?
I used to do it in college and high school.
You're done with it. You're done.
I don't imagine you ever really diving deep.
A lot of weed in Western Carolina University. Because it's like in the middle of the hills, they would grow it out.
Yeah, but with you, you're...
I smoked a lot. Yeah, I smoked a lot.
But you, both of you are like people that I don't get.
Why?
Because you could go without it. You don't need
it. It's the option is there for you. It's like legal.
Yeah.
Right, you can go into any store and get a variety of things,
edibles
and whatnot, and you can do it. You just don't.
Yeah, but I also am very much aware of my propensity for certain things. I am a very anxious person. I have certain things that are already baseline wrong with me, and I just don't. I don't want to take anything that might exacerbate anything. And for me, the last straw, the last time I took an edible, I had the worst panic attack of my life.
Oh yeah.
And after that, I thought, okay, this isn't conducive to like being balanced at all. So I haven't smoked since, and that was what, like 7 years ago.
Yeah.
But alcohol, I maybe drink like 4 times a year.
Yeah.
Like, you guys are normies.
This is who I am. In high school, I had this friend named Brady. He was so strong, he could pull a stop sign out of the ground.
Okay, geez.
He had like this inhuman strength.
Was he on the wrestling team?
No, he wasn't. Oh. He was cousins. I don't want to get him in trouble. But so one day there's this guy named Todd. He was an older guy, maybe in his early 20s, and he was a weed dealer. So Brady, I go, Brady. He was kind of like this big, kind of dumber kind of a guy. And I was a little guy. Yeah, and I was a little guy, and I could tell him what to do. I go, Tots, gone.
This is a mice and
men.
He was like Lenny.
Lenny.
I go, Brady, open the window to Todd's house, and we'll steal his weed. So he broke this window. And he broke it. I snuck into the little space. I stole his weed. And then what we did was we put it in my car, hid in my car, and we waited Todd to get home. And when he got home, we rang his doorbell. And he goes, I go, hey, can we buy some weed? He goes, someone broke into our house, my house, and stole the weed. And we helped him look for the guy.
Oh my God, you're one of those.
We help him look. We go, who did that? Right? And so for hours, him and I, we went down the streets. Man. Look for cars. We know we had
you're
the weed.
You're a piece
right?
of shit.
Yeah, but I'm one of those drug addicts.
You know that there's that one kid.
Weasley, yeah.
You know how you know who the suspect is? It's like that one kid who had murdered that little girl and hid her inside his waterbed.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And when the whole neighborhood went on a search, he was the first one to volunteer. But like, I'll help you.
He had his flashlight and everything. I'll help you.
And in the meantime, the girl was based like, she was
In his waterbed.
Yeah, inside his waterbed. Yeah.
Where did you guys hear these stories?
Fucking Sword and Scale.
Oh, I can't listen to those anymore.
Yeah. And then what happened? Yeah. Why?
They're gnarly.
Yeah.
Too.
And then what happened was his mom, a week later, was walking through his room trying to clean it or whatever. And she sees like this some fluid coming from like underneath his waterbed. Mm-hmm. She goes, what is that? Is that the waterbed popping? But it's dark, this fluid. And she puts her hand on it. It's red. And she looks in underneath the waterbed, and there's a dead carcass of this little girl that's been missing, right? And now, as a mother, she sat there for like a good 5 minutes going, what do I do?
Oh, man, that's
and then she walked down the street and went to a cop and said, I found... her is my son's bed. Imagine that.
So horrible.
But check this out. I don't know why you brought this up, but check this out. So he was 14 and he got life without parole.
Good.
But then later there was a new, I think the Supreme Court said it's unethical for a child to get life in prison if they commit a crime, even as heinous as that, at the age of 14. So all these kids are across the country, right? They got their like cases overturned. Except he was the only one that didn't.
Good.
Because his case was so gruesome.
Yeah.
Because he kept killed her, and then would leave, like put him at her underneath the thing, the bed, and he could hear her coughing. So he would pull her back out and kill her again. Like he did, and she was like 9.
All right, babe.
And you brought it up. You brought up the lady girl in the waterbed.
Enough. I just didn't want to.
Or I get into it. Anyway. Oh my God. Yeah, Sword and Scale. It keeps me. I was listening to Sword and Scale to go to bed.
The worst one, the most painful. Yeah,
well, no, did you see George's face? What?
No, I go, you know what? I need something to listen to go to bed. And I would listen to it, and it would be like 11 a.m. And I'm like on my fifth one.
Yeah.
I just couldn't do it.
I listened to the one with the leaves. The guy that, that collected the leaves. Yeah.
The most painful one for me to hear was when that father, he had parasomnia. So
what is parasomnia?
So while he was sleepwalking, he basically murdered all his kids.
No, he tried to kill his kids, but he only killed one.
No, he killed two, right?
No, he killed one. The he killed one? His youngest one, yeah.
The youngest one. But he he tried to strangle all of his kids. He killed one.
He was struggling financially too, right?
Yes,
that
guy.
He was getting evicted.
How do you know that? You know that one, yeah.
Yeah, but he hadn't gotten any sleep.
How do you know about it?
He had been sleep deprived for a long time.
Me and Ilani listened to it on the car ride to Arizona.
Oh, yeah.
We were like captivated.
Yeah.
We didn't even like pull off to this truck stop. So we're like, no, keep playing.
But even his testimony was heartbreaking because you know he loved his family. Yeah. There was just, he had been sleep deprived for so long that something crossed over between reality and dream, and he ended up like basically hurting his own
children. Released him.
Yeah, but I actually believe him. And there are a lot of cases. You don't believe me, but I saw this show on, was it like Discovery Health or something like that, where this woman, she, during sleepwalking, she would go cheat on her partner and have full-blown sex with other people. And
that's
come back.
Sword and Scale too?
No.
Okay.
This is just something that's documented.
In her own mind. That's her own mind. That she wants to do what she wants to do.
It's a great podcast. It's very effective.
I'm going to say something controversial.
Okay.
Let me just throw out this idea. Even if it was, he was in sleepwalking mode, right? Sleep mode. And he killed his kid. And regardless if he had control over he did do it.
Action, yeah.
Right? So.
But he wasn't aware of it.
Yeah, he wasn't.
It doesn't matter. He did it.
His conscious intent wasn't there.
He still did it, though.
He wasn't conscious.
Someone's not alive because of him.
Yeah, I realize that.
And if you're fucking cheating on your husband because you're on sleep mode, right? It's like, you cheated.
But that's not something she can help. What can
she do? So what does the husband do? All right. Well, next time you're on sleep mode.
But if you're ever off sleep mode. But if you're ever off sleep mode, then we're in trouble.
You have no empathy.
Get Kirby in?
Yeah, I'll just worry about Kirby.
Yeah, get the dogs in. Put both in.
Kirby?
Hi, Kirby.
You guys ready for a question?
Come here, Kirbs.
Let's do a question.
On Helpful Advice with Bobby, Kalina, and Stevie Weeby.
Bonjour, my name is Brandon. I'm a 23-year-old and I live in Central Washington. I think my new roommate wants to have sex with me. I just moved back from Thailand after living there for 8 months, and I found a place with an old coworker. The guy that owns the house is in his mid-40s, and saying he is not entertaining is an understatement. Every time I'm in the kitchen, he will come out from the basement wearing his pajamas, and every time he has a massive boner. He once told me that he'd rather pay his boys to keep him company rather than a female sex worker. What do I do? Thanks.
Wait. Is this person...
I think it's a... So it's a 23-year-old male. He has a new roommate who's a 40-year-old man. And he...
You fucking move.
No, what's so wrong with just saying, hey, dude, put your dick away, man?
Because you don't want that when you're making a grilled cheese sandwich at like 1 a.m.
Exactly.
You don't want to see your fucking roommate's dick.
They just say, dude, put your dick away.
Yeah, but just that the thought that he could be jerking off in the other room and thinking about you is right?
Yeah.
Steve, you have a new roommate. He's a 40-year-old. He's a 58-year-old man.
Comes out with a bulge, massive bulge.
Walks
every time.
Up.
We'd have a talk.
He hears you making.
I want to hear the talk.
He's a 40-year-old guy.
I'm the 40-year-old guy. All right. So just all right. You're making a sandwich.
Listen, Troy.
No. Let me. I'll come up to you first. I'll be Troy. Yeah. Okay.
Keep in mind, he has a boner.
Hey, can you make me a sandwich?
Listen, man.
Yeah.
You can't be doing that around here.
I own this house. What do you mean? You live in my house.
It's just inappropriate. You're making me uncomfortable.
Okay, but what?
All I'm asking is to clothe yourself, man.
I have my pajamas on, and
but I see your penis
protruding.
No, it's but my pants. I can't help that I have a hard on right now. When I look at you,
it makes me uncomfortable.
I'm just letting you know that looking at you makes me feel uncomfortable because I just want a nut in your mouth. But I can't do it legally because
we have a severe problem.
We don't have because I'm never going to nut in your mouth.
But it doesn't matter. You're making me very uncomfortable.
Okay.
And if you don't do anything about it, I'm moving out.
Okay.
Or you're going to have to
move
out.
All right, I'm going to go change.
Thank you.
I come back with jeans. All right, I come back with jeans.
Stronger material.
Can you still make me that sandwich?
I'll make you a grilled cheese sandwich, but just make sure you're clothed.
Yeah, I have my jeans. You see, I'm wearing my...
We're good.
My hunting jacket.
We're good.
Right.
My hunting jacket.
I have a hunting jacket on and my jeans.
We're good.
But can I let you know right now?
Yeah.
I still have a hard on.
I have a problem with that.
You can't see it though.
Come back with some more clothes.
I'll be right back. I'm gonna change.
Yeah.
I'll be right back.
He has a parka on now. Yeah, I come back.
I still have a problem with that.
Yeah, I have.
You didn't say anything yet.
I haven't said anything.
I know. I have a problem. No, I have a severe problem. You can't. I live with you, man.
I know.
Please.
So right now I have a parka on. All right.
I'll pay my rent.
I have a parka on, right? I have all this stuff on.
Yeah.
Right? Can you still make me the sandwich?
I'll make you a sandwich,
right.
But just don't.
Hey, Steve.
Yeah. Please don't say anything derogatory.
I'm not going to say anything derogatory. I'm going to let you know right now.
I don't roll that way.
I'm going to let you know right now. I don't have a hard on.
Bobby winked for everyone.
I winked.
Okay.
I don't have a hard on.
You're going to have to move or I'm going to have to move.
Well, it's my house, so I guess you're going to have to move.
Yeah, I'm going to have to move then. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, there's the advice.
There it is.
We give you a full-on scenario.
Full-on scenario right there.
There you go, Brandon.
That's very helpful.
Thank you.
Give
me another one.
Another one? Good on time? Okay.
Give me another one.
This one is from our friend who's going to be nameless. Hi, Bobby and Kalila. My boyfriend dumped me out of the blue. I thought everything was fine, and I was blindsided by the breakup. We used to watch and listen to Tiger Belly together, watch Bobby on Splitting Up together, and we even went to see Bobby at the Comedy Store. So I thought, who better to come to for advice? He told me I am his soulmate on many occasions, even when he was breaking up with me. He is my soulmate as well, and I need to help understanding why he decided to stop trying and fighting for me. I am moving from LA to New Mexico next week, and I think he tried to push me away to make it easier on him so he wouldn't have to deal with a long-distance relationship. Uh-huh. Also, the pain of not having me around. I'm having a hard time understanding the whole situation. I feel like I can't let go and move on because of that. We always admired Bobby and Kalila's relationship, so I wanted to come to you guys for advice. Thank you so much for your help, and I hope you're all doing well. They just touch foreheads. Unknown female.
I have a fun fact for you. Mm. Fun fact: there's no such thing as a soulmate. Okay.
You got it. I agree. Yeah.
There's one. I think I read a statistic.
Oh, babe, you already did this before.
I know, but
you
I think
pulled
it was
some
wrong.
Bullshit
I think
statistic,
it was wrong.
And then you're like, I made it up.
I know. I make up statistics.
Okay.
Can I make up another one?
Yeah.
You're compatible with one out of 53 million people on the planet.
Jesus Christ.
Okay? My brother's not even here anymore.
No, I'm here.
He's in
sleep
mode.
No, I'm listening.
He's going to merge.
Right. Bring the little one in, too.
Let him in.
Okay. Young lady. I don't know what your name is. What's her name?
Unknown.
Hear me out. Okay? I know you think that God made this guy for you, and he's the only one, you know, that you can be with. Because your souls dance in the inner twilight of life, okay? But what I'm saying is that you're going to find somebody else.
Who's also going to listen to Tiger Belly, share your same sensibilities and humor.
Right.
And who might be better, who might not bail on you.
Fight
just
for
because
you.
you're leaving to another state, which is totally, you know, a place he can travel to as well if he wanted to see you.
Yeah, he's not leaving her because she's moving. I think he's driving her to move, right? Is that what
No. She's moving. So he kind of distanced himself.
Oh, well then you're moving.
Yeah.
That's the
he just didn't want to fight for her. I guess he didn't want to be in a long distance relationship.
Then you know what? Then you don't want to be with him. Mm. I don't know, if he says, words are so cheap. Just because he tells you you're his soulmate doesn't mean anything. Doesn't mean anything. Actions are so much louder than that. And it turns out this guy has no action to give you or show you.
Look, things are only going to get harder. If he's not going to fight for you for this, then what is he going to fight for you?
Yeah,
for?
Even if he agrees to stay on at this point, he changes his mind. He's like, okay, let's do the long distance thing.
It's tough too, long distance.
I doubt he's gonna really pull through for you.
Yeah.
But he is a Tiger Belly fan too, so don't shit on him too much.
Also, yes, make sure you buy merch on the 6th.
Dude, go fight for her, man, if you're listening.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, because if he was really down for it.
Unless you're not into her, then just let her be honest with her and be transparent.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
I love you, Steve.
I love you too.
Do you?
I love you so much.
I love you so deeply. See? I know.
You know what I mean?
See? Okay. See? 12 years before
I feel
you.
Like Steve,
12 years before you. Okay.
Yeah.
I feel like Steve did the bigger gesture because he actually put your face on him.
I want one. Can I get one of these two after?
Yeah.
I want to wear it tonight.
For sure. Yeah, we'll give you.
Yeah.
Actually, yeah. Well,
can I wear one of these?
Everyone, listen to me, okay?
Yeah.
Grab one.
Listen. I thought this podcast was enlightening.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was fruitful. It was fun.
It was fun.
There were some moments where it got a little dark.
Mm-hmm.
But
it was fun. I didn't snap. You know,
you didn't snap at all.
Yeah,
last time, right, what happened? Last time you snapped, we had to stop.
Yeah.
Everyone had to leave the room. You're going to go home.
It's fine. Mm-hmm.
But now today, nothing happened.
Cool, yeah.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, George, for whatever you do. Bryce, back at ya.
Mm-hmm. Tell us about our merch, babe.
Guys, we have merch coming out here.
Give me this vintage shirt.
Oh, I want one
of
those.
She's wearing
this shirt right here is so dope.
Can I get one of those too?
This is tan and red.
Yeah. Tan and red.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
We've got sweatshirts. Give me the sweatshirt right here. We got a Tiger Belly sweatshirt here.
Is this a medium?
Yeah.
Have the king on your face.
Can I get this a medium?
You can have that.
You can have that one.
Hell yeah!
But this—that's not the tan. That's a
exclusive one just for you, Steve.
Yeah. That's a cream one.
That's the only one that color.
Oh, hell yeah.
You like that one?
I love it.
Yeah.
I'll wear it tonight.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening, everybody. I love you guys. Please watch Splitting Up Together.
Can I do some plugs too?
Yeah, after? Do some plugs. Mm-hmm. Stevie Weeby Show, right?
What else?
Yeah. Okay, so I have a Patreon.
Ooh.
So if you go to patreon.com/Stevie Weeby, I'm offering, you know, rare music just on that. I have a new thing on Mondays where I do diary logs.
Oh, you read old diaries?
Well, no, where I just, it's like a personal log where it's just for my patrons.
Mm.
And I do dream interpret. Can I play you a little bit?
Yeah. Preview, please.
Okay, so this is just one of the dream interpretations.
Available only where, Steve?
At patreon.com/Stevie Weeby.
Okay.
Okay, here we go.
Hi, welcome back. This is the Stevie Weeby audio. The diary vlog. I think number 4. This is. I just woke up, and this is a different edition. This is my dream interpretation edition. So I had a really kind of a scary dream, where I possibly could have lost my sobriety.
Oh.
This is not going to make any sense, but I'm going to try to make sense of it. So I was on the west side, not the west side, like Boys Town in West LA.
No, keep going.
That's exclusive.
Keep going, keep going.
Exclusive.
And I was with Eric Griffin and 2 other people, and we're at some dive bar, and it was a weird dive bar because it was like kind of like a vintage clothing store / dive bar.
Yeah, keep going. A little bit more.
The size of like my apartment times 2. There was like weird like arts and crafts stuff there. Like, and there wasn't that. There was maybe 3 tables and like that. There was like not even a bar, but the bartenders were like old guy, kind of like bald guys.
Okay, we got it.
Okay.
So let me tell you something right now. I'm going to join the Patreon.
I'm going to subscribe.
Patreon.com/Stevie
That's
Weeby.
That sounds like ASMR to me. Could have fallen asleep to that.
I almost fell asleep just now.
It felt very cozy, your voice.
So I do stuff like that. That's a new thing I provide on Mondays. Good. So go to patreon.com/Stevie Weeby.
You only do them, though, that those dream things when you really have a bad dream, or you do it every time?
That was the first one. I'm going to start implementing that.
I don't ever, not every time, remember my dreams.
This was literally when I woke up, I grabbed the, that's great. You can film here, and I just start talking
into
it. Yeah.
That's great.
I'm working on a new album, guys.
Ooh, solo?
So it's called solo album Collage of the Mirage.
Ooh,
it's gonna be at my StevieWeebyBandcamp.com.
Okay.
And then also go to YouTube.com/StevieWeeby and check out the Stevie Weeby Show.
How do you spell that?
StebeeBee. WEE.
Okay. You know what I'm tired of?
BEE.
You know what I'm tired of?
StebeeWeeby.
People going, "Hey, you're Bobby Lee, right?" And I go, "Yeah," and we have a discussion, and then they'll go, "Tell StebeeWeeby I said hi." And I'm like, "What?" "Yeah, tell him I said hi." And I'm like, "What?" That's where it's at now.
Yeah.
That's good. I'm proud of you.
So it's growing, huh, George? We're close to 60,000 subscribers.
Oh,
right?
Damn. Okay.
Yeah, so we're getting there. Mm-hmm. So
you deserve it, friend.
You guys were all on, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You did it?
Yeah. That was a fun one.
We got to do part twos and threes.
So long.
Yeah. What about me? I want to do it again.
Part three.
Part three. Yeah, I got to do it again. Yeah. All right, thank you.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Thanks again to all our sponsors, Hims, Brooklinen, and Ridge Wallet. To get a trial month for just $5, go to 4hims.com/belly for your one-stop shop for hair loss, skincare, and sexual wellness. The only way to get $20 off and free shipping on the best sheets ever that Bob and Clyde love, go to brooklinen.com and use the promo code TIGERBELLY. And for 10% off a slim, slick, fuck-carry wallet, go to ridgewallet.com and use the code Tiger Belly. And also, if you guys want those bonus content, we also have a Patreon, and that's patreon.com/TigerBelly. So make sure you get those, because episodes come out on Monday. And then officially, the official announcement for when merch comes out, it is going to be next week on Tuesday the 6th to get all this merch. So make sure you follow us on social media and the website to see updates. Yeah, guys, follow us at Tiger Belly on Instagram and Twitter at the Tiger Belly, and email us any questions at thetigerbelly@gmail.com. Kalila, where can we follow you?
You can follow me at Calamity K, K-H-A-L-A-M-I-T-Y-K.
You can get everything Bobby Lee at Bobby Lee Live, and then you just have to figure out George's stuff.
Didn't do my Instagram.
The Instagram. This is it.
Okay,
this is the moment.
So I have Instagram, Q-U-A-N-G-O-U, and we're done.
Boom. Get him to 500,000 followers. Everyone, good night. Couple